Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sabres kick off their season tonight. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. Sabres and Rangers, and here to talk about it, Paul Hamilton, Sabres beat reporter down on WGR. You'll hear him on the broadcast later on tonight. Paul, another season, and why beat around the bush? Let's get to it. It's the question on everyone's mind. Is this the year? Is this the year the Sabres can get back to the playoffs, avoid 15 years straight?
Well, everybody that asks me that, I always say, well, tell me what the goaltending is going to be like, and I'll tell you if they're going to make the playoffs or not. And unfortunately for the Sabres, their starting goaltender, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, is injured, so Alex Lyon will get the call in net until Luukkonen is better. And that's basically what really has to improve is the way this hockey team plays defense, and do they get the big save at the big time? And you don't win hockey games unless you have a goaltender who is there to actually bail you out when mistakes are made. And, that's probably the biggest thing that I see that, will it improve to the point where they can make the playoffs? If they do start getting the big saves at the big time, yes, I think they have a good opportunity.
You know, there is growing optimism around the Sabres nationally this year that they could leap their way back into the playoffs. What do you think needs to happen for the Sabres to get in?
Well, I think a lot of that is, having Josh Norris healthy and ready to play. He had a great preseason for them. He is their number one center. He and Tage Thompson have a very good chemistry together that we've seen in the preseason. And, he can play at both ends of the ice. And that's, that's the key, too. They have to be better defensively. And I think I've heard Lindy Ruff say it almost every single day of training camp that, that is the main focus for them, to be better defensively so the goaltenders don't face those grade A chances time after time after time. They're going to face some. But it can't be all these 2-on-0s and 3-on-0s and, you give the puck away and next thing you know you're trying to defend and everything's now willy-nilly in your defensive zone, those types of things. They really have to be better. One of the guys that they acquired to be better defensively, Michael Kesselring, is also injured. So, they already have a little bit of adversity now that guys that were – they were counting on to make them better defensively and make them a better hockey team aren't going to be there to start. So they're going to have to overcome that right off the bat.
Yeah, what the heck's going on? It was the other day, it was what, four of their top six defensemen were dealing with some sort of injury. You have the goalie situation that you laid out there. Rough to start a year with so many people having kind of that question mark by their name on if they're ready to go.
Yeah, as it turns out, Kesselring is going to be the only one not ready to play. All the rest of the defense, and Owen Power, he's been practicing ready. Bo Byram has been back since then. Matias Samuelson is back. So they'll only have to go in with, one guy. Greenway is also another one, a forward. He actually re-injured himself during the summer months, so he had to have surgery again. On the same injury, so he's close, but he's not ready to go either. So that's another one that they don't have. But defensively, yes, what was three defensemen out a week ago is only one right now.
What about Alex Tuch and whether or not he can will sign a contract extension? What do you think that looks like?
Well, it was a logjam because with the salary cap going up, a lot of players in Alex Tuch's, same situation, nobody was signing, and the agents were waiting until to see what happens. Who's going to sign? How much money is it? The salary cap's going up. What you thought maybe was Alex Tuch's range, maybe $8 million. Is it $10 million now? And a couple of guys have signed. Now, Jack Eichel yesterday finally got his deal done. Connor McDavid got his deal done. Kaprizov got his deal done. Connor in Winnipeg got his deal done. Kempe is another one in Los Angeles, I think, who would be very comparable to Alex Tuch. He has not gotten his deal done yet. So I think now that the dominoes are starting to fall and the agents are starting to see where is this going to, you know, take us from the new salary cap, where will Alex Tuch fit in now?
Of course, it's not just the salary cap, it's the team, right, Paul? I mean, there's all this been made over the years of no one wants to sign in Buffalo. They just haven't been able to win. Nothing seems to go right there. Look at what happens to people when they sign with the Sabres. Winnipeg just signed one of their guys for a long-term deal. Winnipeg! I mean, you know, we got to start winning some games here to get people in Buffalo.
Well, that's what they were, you know, Connor was one of those guys we're talking about who is comparable to Tuch. Now, the Sabres are fortunate in this case that Alex Tuch is from Syracuse. He's been a Sabre fan all his life and wants to be here. So, I mean, at least you're not dealing with that. Now that the dominoes have just started to fall in the last week, I think things are going to start maybe falling into place a little bit quicker.
Paul, last season was kind of a mess with the team having to go on that European trip. Do you think having a regular training camp and preseason is a good thing for the Sabres?
Especially for a new coach. I mean, he really couldn't run a training camp. He couldn't see really what he had. He said he thought, Lindy Ruff said he thought he knew what he had, and he was wrong. You know, and this gives him an opportunity to have a training camp the way he wants it, to teach the players the way they want to play. And, it's a whole different ball game. So, yeah, definitely I think it's better for them that they don't have to start over in Czechia. They had to basically have their lineup down a couple of days into training camp because that's who they were taking over to Czechia with them. And, you know, there was no preseason games looking at some of the younger players. And everything, I think, is better to have a training camp in Buffalo. I mean, that's not going to happen to them very often. It did happen to them last year. And they got off to a really bad start. They only won one of their first six games. It was against the defending Stanley Cup champions that they did get the win. They can't get off to that same start. And they know it. That can't happen. They can't get behind the eight ball right off the bat and have one win in six games.
All starts tonight. Paul will be there. Paul, thanks so much for joining us. Hopefully we get on a roll here, and it's the first of many times. Paul Hamilton, Sabres beat reporter down on WGR, joining us live.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.